As we are in now, what we call our WLBC Wolf Boom Radio News Zoom Room. It has become all too normal and familiar, but it's an excellent way to communicate. It's also an excellent way to connect so that we can see our guest. And the Secretary of State of Indiana, Holly Sullivan, is our guest. You can see her on the screen right now if you are watching. Thanks very much for giving us your time again. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. It's an honor. Glad to be back with you, Steve.
As we are speaking at this moment, the time is ticking away for those that wish to be involved in the primary election. The deadline, is it Tuesday to file?
You're right. We're right in the midst of candidate filing. The state is busy. We've had over 4,000 candidates file, and it started in January. January 5th was opening day of filing, and closing is quickly approaching as it is at noon on February 4th this week.
All right. As far as that process is concerned, everybody that has run for an office certainly is familiar with it, but I thought it would be interesting for the vast majority of our listeners and viewers that would never necessarily seek elected office. How does it work? What do they do? And how difficult or complicated or easy is the process?
You know what? It is extremely easy now, especially with our website up to date. And people are more apt to be able to maneuver through websites now. And we have all the forms that you need up on the Secretary of State's website in the Indiana Election Division. And truly, it is just about two forms away from filing. It's that simple process. And at the Secretary of State's office, we handle all of the statewide elections. So your House of Representatives, your Indiana State Senate. We also handle all of the court. So that's your prosecutors and your judges. But all other filings happen in your own county locally. Same deadlines though, January 5th through February 4th, no matter if you're state or a local candidate. And you can always call our office or your local county clerk's office if you do have questions about your form. But that's it. It's a two-page form, and you bring it in and sign it in front of whoever you're handing it into at the Secretary of State's office, so it can be notarized as you are the one signing your form, and you're done.
And the public can follow along. I've used it myself on the Secretary of State website as far as who has already filed, you know, to be an informed voter, and maybe they could do some due diligence as to who they're going to vote for the primary election. There's a big, huge PDF. You said something like 4,000 or so names of people willing to serve. For this particular radio guy, it's a lot of reading, but it's also, I would assume you would agree, important for the public as best they can to do their own research whenever possible. And as you alluded to, the website, somewhat intuitive and certainly very full of information, is a really good way to help make your own decisions as a voter.
Yes, you're right. It's right at your fingertips. You can Google, even if you don't know where our website is, you can just Google Indiana's 2022 primary election candidates, and it will pull up our website, and you can click on that PDF. Now, it is cumbersome. There's 158 pages. It's updated every day. That's all 92 counties are entering information as people file. But the good thing about the PDF is you can search. So if you have a specific county you're searching for, a specific candidate, maybe even a specific office that you just want to know how many people have filed, it's interesting to peruse through. It's organized by party first and then organized by office in which the candidates are seeking.
There's some legislation. Holly Sullivan is the Secretary of State for the great state of Indiana. She's our guest. Legislation this session, they're pertaining to elections, enhancing security around online requests. Tell us what you can share with us about that. Obviously, they're still discussing it. Nothing's been determined, but what is that?
Right. No, great question. Thank you for asking. It's so important for Hoosiers to keep updated on their elections process. And one of my priorities is to continue to look at the Hoosier process. It's a great process, very secure, full of integrity, but we still have ways in which we can continue to increase standard practices. And one way I want to do that is with your electronic application. The way in which Hoosiers engage to be able to vote on a paper ballot, absentee, We saw a great increase in those in 2020, as did every state. But one thing that changed is we had more Hoosiers applying electronically, meaning via their website, indianavoters.com. And I've asked the legislature to consider adding our voter ID requirements, just like you do in person when you vote, when you apply for your application. Now, that is not going to cost any taxpayer money. That software is already there and you already log in to check your voter registration information. And so we're just asking for that to be in law and that we continue to safeguard everybody's vote so we can continue to build Hoosier confidence to create more and more turnout in 22, just like we saw great turnout in 2020 because Hoosiers trusted the process. And obviously candidates and issues matter as well. But it's going well in the legislative session. It's not through the House yet. It should be today. They're considering more conversation around that today and tomorrow, and then it'll be on to the Senate.
Secretary of State Holly Sullivan from the great state of Indiana, our guest. Redistricting has occurred by law. All of that has transpired. Some of the people that we're talking to within Muncie, Delaware County and this part of the state, well, other parts of the state too, might have landed in a slightly different district. And what I was wondering for the sake of voters is how is it best known to them what district they're in, who they are to vote for, if it's slightly changed or whatever? Can you simplify that process at all, you know, for our listeners and viewers?
Sure. You're absolutely right. We just went through redistricting. It happens every 10 years, so it's not fresh on everybody's minds. But this year, I'm extremely proud of your local elections teams. They did probably 6 months of work in a very short period of time because the information came to them delayed because of the pandemic, and the census data didn't get to us when we were first promised that. And that was all pandemic related, but it is now entered in and candidates are filing for 2022 in the new districts. If you have questions on what the new districts look like, you can always go to the Indiana Republican Senate Caucus website. Those maps are available for review there at all times. And we have updated the information into each county. Their county clerks have done that. And that means you'll be getting information from them. If your district precinct has changed, you'll get a postcard from them to let the voters know. You can also look online at whoismylegislator.com and contact your local clerk's office if you have any further questions. Indianavoters.com is where Hoosiers can go today to check on their own voter registration and make sure everything's update. A lot of Hoosiers have moved during COVID in the last 2 years since they voted. So that's a great checkup as well for each Hoosier to go to indianavoters.com and check on their own voter registration and what precinct that they're currently in case that changed.
Secretary Sullivan, is there anything we haven't touched on this morning that you wanted to talk to voters about this morning?
I think you've hit it. We're right in the middle of filing. We have 1 week left. So if anybody's contemplating filing or just curious, we've talked about the spreadsheet you can go to at our website. You can contact your local clerk with further questions or the Secretary of State's office. And the Elections Division has a phone number listed on the website as well if you have any questions there. And it's very exciting this time of year to see everybody come out, and 158 pages of Hoosiers being involved in the governmental process is a great thing.
Secretary of State Holly Sullivan, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.